some guy willfully is doing it. And that's all, I mean, it just, there's no other cost.
They're all there, you had everybody there, and there's no need for any of that now, it's all. Well, they got it across, Bob, they, people don't do it because, and many people, well, they're mad at somebody doing it, but most people don't do it because they wanna hurt you, they're just dumb. They're taken in with a goddamn press.
Henry made the point after you finished, that what you were saying to them was not for them to use in talking to people, it was only for them so they'd understand the background of this thing. And then I came in and made the point that we had set up backgrounders with the staff, or briefing meetings with the staff at Cambodia time and at other major events, you know, to tell them what was going on, so that they were able to communicate with other people. But that this time it was for a different purpose. This was not so they would be able to communicate with other people, it was so they would know as much as they needed to know for now as to what the status of this thing was, and to understand the reasons why they should not communicate with other people. Press, friends, social, or anything else. And then that this was a different situation, and that on this one we would not be having a series of staff briefings to keep people up to date on what's going on in China. That we wouldn't be going into anything further on it. They should not expect to be kept up to date. I think it's worth making that point, because we have on the others, you know, whether we're in a crisis or a big developing story, we've gotten them together periodically and kept them posted on it. I don't think we want to on this one.
It's just forgotten.
And they might as well not think they're going to get it now. Then I made at the end Raj Morton's point, because I think it was a good one for the staff, that the opposition is now going to take us on domestic grounds because they aren't going to be able to do much on the one thing. And this gives us an opportunity. We'll have plenty to talk about, plenty to do from a staff and cabinet viewpoint on the grounds of where there is responsibility without having to get into the China question.
You need to be the heart of the staff on this, because you know they're all well intentioned, loyal, and the rest. By God, they've got to be hard. I don't think sometimes they get the message otherwise.
What do you think? You weren't too hard at all.
We have to be tough on them. They do lead. God damn it, this administration leads like a sieve. It's because we've been too easy.
Don't you think so?
Yes. And so we just tell them, it's not going to happen anymore. I took a look at the news magazines there. Quite interesting. I thought that, I told Henry, I agree with you, they're really overdoing the Rogers bit a little. And I feel that some statecraft was put out that Rogers and several of his aides had been informed about that, and nobody had
done it. Is that in one of the magazines?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Some of his top aides. Well, of course, some State Department guy put that out, and some of his top aides. They were informed of a goddamn thing. The only problem is not that they were informed, but then it goes on to make a gratuitous point that Laird were not informed. Well, now, if you inform some shit ass at the State Department, you inform Edwin and Laird. See my point? Oh, well, that's state for you, that's the way they put it. It's been
handled. Marshall Green trying to make sure nobody thinks he did.
It is extremely well handled. And considerably better than magazines, they give as much play as you can imagine to them, as you could expect to the presidential role here, you know, is they have a lot of against you, though, which is all right. But you were absolutely right that the whole tendency would have been to play it all as either a Rogers boy or a Kissinger boy, or to get the hell off of here. But in this instance, they do a little grudgingly. They have to say it.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. You know, that's...
How do you expect them to turn around?
They found to do it grudgingly. The amazing thing is that they did it.
I couldn't agree more. The average person will not see that it's...
Squeery doesn't want to talk with me beforehand because he didn't want to get together, and I was trying to check a couple things, and he said, well, it's not the specifics, it's, you know, I know those points. I don't have any specific problem. It's just the way this thing is developing or something, you know. But he said dinner would be fine if you would like to do that.
I think that's fresh, yeah.
He says he knows you don't like to have dinners and that he'd be happy to meet with you any time of your convenience. He has to testify tomorrow and he would like to meet with you today, and he'll use the time. He'd like to know when, because he wants to spend his time getting ready to testify either this evening or this afternoon.
Oh, fine. Why don't we have get it out of the way then? Just say that to him. And then tell Henry not to try to read it today. Fine, man. About 4 o'clock.
Okay. It's hard to guess. My assumption is that he thinks that there is a program somewhere in here that would work to get rid of him, to do him in. And that he is not going to contest such a thing. That if there is such a thing, he'd rather just go and not struggle with it than to fight it. He ain't going to come in here and fight a battle to maintain his position.
He can't.
Sure. I think being assured that I don't think he's right. I don't think there is a thing to get him out. I honestly don't. I don't think any. I'm trying to figure out where there can be one, and I don't think there is.
On the other side of the coin, maybe he wants to get out.
That's the other possibility.
I can't believe that he would. I mean, he can't just. I don't think he would be a very strange thing for him from his standpoint to sort of check out now. Quite a bad impression on this, or could be.
I don't have that impression. I have the other.
He just wants to find out where the hell it was all about.
On the merits of the ones he's raised, he has no.
But just as well, I'd rather that he talk to me directly about the thing. You see, he looks at it from a different point of view. He believes in discipline. He believes in punishing people and they, you know, firing people and so on, and they don't. And it just may be that, you know, if you get a snap, we let me have that speech and so forth. He said, well, somebody screwed up. The hell with getting the hell out, you know what I mean? He thinks we're not talking about on occasion. Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that may be part of the problem here. Also, he has had his problem with the state. He may think he has some of the council. And I think he may think he has some of the Schultz. Because they have a little.
In spite of his problems with the council, he knows clearly where the power lies. And the guy can't expect, he's a politician. He can't expect that he's got a completely smooth path before him on everything that he goes. I can't imagine that he's.
Well, in a way, really, he's got to really decide. I don't think. I have a very great loss to us.
He doesn't like being in a position of carping about this kind of stuff, and yet he doesn't feel he can get along with it. And I think
we'll set up an own procedure.
Get the path smoothed down.
Think about the situation. If he wants to talk to me, if he wants to talk to somebody, talk to him. I'm sure he's going to talk to me. He's got to talk to somebody that really knows and is at his eyes. Say you've got to find the time, but you could take a really ridiculous far back vote, you know. being held a lot tougher, I suspect, than you.
Yeah, I do.
Will be wrong in holding their hands, parting around. Let's just get right down to it. They're going to play, they're going to play. Our, I can't believe that it's the maybe the conditions of maybe more mature than we think. But check it out.
It doesn't, sure doesn't fit. I don't suppose it's possible.
Since he's going to testify, why don't you just say that, since he's going to testify, that I mean, it's free tomorrow. For that matter,
for him, I think he'd rather do that, because I think he'd like to then have his evening.
Why would we say 3:30?
Do it somewhere.
3:30. Better about to make a tree, I'm guessing. So it's a time 3:30 or 4, suit his convenience to fit his own pattern. Or almost 30, you know, that I have time when I've been working, and you will be the same. Catch up on paperwork.
Irwin would like to see you today.
Well, I know that one.
That appropriations thing is next week. We had originally set it this week, and then we moved it because of the assignment thing, and it's they got invitations out and all that next week.
What? Let's keep, let's do things this week, but if I say, I think I'm all, well, I guess we've got to have some crap now.
Not very much, no.
It's what I had is on the domestic side. Why don't you just put out the fact that I am meeting on domestic things rather than having. You think that'll do it?
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
Do you feel we have to have meetings with another? You don't know. But what I had is publicity. That's our thing. So everybody will know who we're fine.
Yeah, you're not aware of anything you're doing. Okay. Yeah, and you're also not aware of anything you're doing. Okay.
Closed off, people would not be aware of the cameras, and you could just proceed as you have done before.
The lights,
the effect would not be great at all. There would be two lights on each side, and it wouldn't be all lit up for film. You don't need that for film. And the lighting intensity would be already be there when you went in. We could do this in a natural way without the networks expecting something big, because they have, of course, said, gee, you know, it'd be great if we could get film. What happened in Rochester, we simply didn't have film to give them, and therefore we were hurt on the network news that night, because they are under pressure to get on, and they'll go, you know, get a demonstration story, which I don't expect tomorrow, but like they did up in Rochester. And if we give them that type of film, I think it could be to our advantage.
Let's try. Okay. Let's try.
All right.
Well, I mean, sure, we go on. It's 3:30 we're going on. That's 4:30 Eastern time. That's pretty damn late. Not going to do you much good in the East, is it, on the networks?
We've talked about
this. We can move it up earlier, I think.
If you, any time beyond 3:30 we're hurting, which is 4:30 here, they all have good stations in Kansas City that they can switch out.
We've got it at 3.
That would be better.
That would be 4 here. That's what we later.
Well, they could.
Well, that's what we have it as, is 3. 3:30.
Well, 3. 3:30.
And you want it 3. You arrive at the hotel at 2 and you go on at 3. That's 3 time. That's not time either. That's 4 o'clock here. It's finished at 4:30. Then everybody.
Yes.
So they're saying feed right out.
They feed right out of Kansas City.
And finish at 3:30. 4:30 Eastern. Yeah, because we got to start home. We finish at 5:30. Here. All right. We'll go up to the 3. And I'll finish. Keep it 30 minutes and get off.
The way you did in Rochester.
Yeah, or this is a subject. I think we should make it just a little bit of a tangential.
I just make this one point. You can be as subtle as you want to be tomorrow, Mr. President.
It'll break, I know.
And it will.
Even more. Because of Henry's trail.
Yes, sir. Anything you say on foreign policy, the moment you move from domestic policy to foreign policy tomorrow, they will be looking for every innuendo, every subtlety, every suggestion, every change in voice tone, every change in word, as a signal, as a meaning, which is their natural tendency, of course.
And I was interested in knowing lose something if they're, to what extent they had a commentary, that the commentary on the Saturday night show by the Silvers, basically positive.
Very positive.
Rather someone else, is that right? That's good. It's good that they would take that kind of a show and not knock it.
It's...
Well, you know...
But they can, they can knock anything.
Well, they do.
In their sarcastic way, they can say, well, there was a program that didn't say anything, something like that.
A lot of talk, a little action. Wasn't anything new.
Well, NBC was too, it didn't mention that, but I watched the NBC sign off and wrap up, and they did it. They didn't do it with commentary, they did it with great, NBC did the best job of the three. In the, what they said, the way they had to carry it longer than the dignity. Kaplan just did it on a wrap up, but he did it as a very big historic event, which was the launching of the bicentennial era. And that it was the first of a course of events over the next 5 years that would culminate in the celebration of the 200th birthday of the nation.
Speaking of the bicentennial era thing, after meeting the commission, I wonder if we don't have to strengthen that commission some. I don't know whether all of them were there or not many, but I'm, could we just, you be sure to check the list to see that we have enough strong people.
The membership of the commission doesn't really need a damn.
What is it, the staff?
It's really Mahoney and the staff is what.
All right, so got a good staff.
Good. I understand they have a good staff, and
I'm trying to think of a way.
Mahoney is a real driver, and he'll be, yeah, I mean, and
I'm trying to think of a way that we can, now that's, for example, I do think that the commission should mail out the three speeches. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. Leading with yours,
yeah. The president, and I skipped what I said at the beginning,
that's right.
What I said at the beginning, because that was just the introduction, and certainly the speaker, and so forth. So you don't just give them the whole program.
Sir, don't you think so?
Yes, sir. But mail out all three.
A nice little booklet on the bicentennial era.
Waller, you don't want to do that, you can hit papers.
Well, Mahoney's whole issue thing is promotion,
government. So you could all open papers, and I think you could get a fairly broad list there, don't you think?
Little, and they'll get more.
We can take care of that too.
I think that's money. And they've got tap money in their own right.
That's interesting. We're around the press guy's got such a kick out of that thing. It's good to know when they get enthusiastic because they'll convey a little to the other clients up there. Well, we have lots of good things going on. And it, some of it can't help yet, but has some good effect. You know, they talk, it's an interesting thing, you know, we talk about the leadership thing and so forth. We fail to realize that the times are just so different. You start to think, and I sort of really was just asking almost sarcastically or something, saying leadership, unless you have radio talks, I think Roosevelt doing four at the most. So that's leadership.
And that's considered the greatest act of leadership in presidential communication history.
That's right. I mean, forged by...
It still is.
That's right.
Still today.
Yet everybody thinks he did every week. Fireside talk, reassure the nation. That's all.
You went back now and asked everybody in this country for a sample.
It was
everybody in this country over 45. How often Roosevelt made his fireside talks. Most of them would tell you something like once a week to once a month. I don't think anybody would tell you he made them less than once a month.
Four times a year.
But that's what people don't get that. So, oh yeah, he was on almost every week, I think, or about once a month.
Well, part of the reason was that there wasn't so much other news then, was there? Yet they had read, they had news, didn't they? News
four times a year was the most he made them.
They had, that's right. They had, sometimes they made two. Yeah, but they had news. What the hell is it? What the hell is it?
He had a news conference every week.
No. I know he did, but I meant radio news, but I'm talking about what the people were hearing.
Radio news.
They had radio news, didn't they?
Oh, sure.
So,
But they didn't hear the president on it. He was never on the news. They never had the president live on the news, except at a public event. You know, you'd hear him if he'd made a speech, but he didn't make all that many speeches either.
The present time, I mean, we're on one hell of a lot more. Just when you stop to think, every day, what the hell are we going to do today for news? So it really isn't, I'm not sure that...
And so is everyone else.
Isn't that the problem?
Everyone's on hell of a lot.
I just think, maybe you try to, maybe you just... Maybe it gets back to health, don't let them dominate the dialogue, but that means you're out all the time, just talking. I just don't know.
I don't think it should be. But things like this, now, if this is on the news tonight, this
has to be good, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think it's worth twice you going on making, you know, a formal speech or a candid announcement in the press room about something. But, yeah.
I announced the drug thing. Although that was pretty good.
Well, that was good, yeah.
But I mean, an armor canned announcement that doesn't mean a hell of a lot.
We need things like that where, the you can do and people can get excited about and one after another. You got to keep doing it. There's a big sponge there that soaks it up and it all goes away. You're right, it has no lasting life. Doesn't get remembered, but it has to. The vacuum of not having it,
I think what's happened to him
can be a problem.
But well, we have also to remember that we have the opposition.
But you need ups and downs too, I think.
The opposition's whamming us all the time. I mean, ups and downs in terms of
amount of exposure and intensity of exposure and every type of exposure.
Good remark. I think people just can't take it all the time.
I think it's very good just to lay low for a while now and then,
right.
And then to not hesitate when there's a reason to bang it in every night. If we've got some serious things going.
I think one of the best things we've done is not the little press conferences on the 1st of July.
I don't think you needed it.
Oh, yeah. It
would have been counterproductive
in the wrong time. They're all on these papers.
Yeah.
And
they would have all bored in. People would have been bored. Half the people wouldn't know what they're talking about because they aren't even aware of the problem. It would have been very bad.
Very low. Interesting that Harris's poll is coming out Thursday. It was taken before the papers.
Shows you how screwed up that whole business is.
Sure.
And how distorted a view it'll give the public, because what the people will read is, as a result of the Pentagon Papers, Nixon went up. That's what they'll think.
Unless they read Harris's copy, where he'll point out it was taken before.
But they won't.
Same with Gill.
They don't read when it was taken. All they see is the thing that says, Nixon's going up.
Good.
He gained from the papers. That's what they'll think. The people that are aware of the papers at all. But if you'd gone on a press conference, it would have been a half hour on the Pentagon Papers with one question on the Middle East or some white assembly in Israel.
No question.
And that would have been about it. And then one on White Henry in Saigon.
That's right.
And they would have been boring in from every side, and we would have got all kinds of bitching afterwards about people saying, why didn't he talk about something besides those stupid papers?
Get that all the time, don't we? Why doesn't he mention the domestic issues? Well, you
know what? Well, you don't get that from anybody except for domestic issues.
What news?
Everybody else says that.
Really?
Yeah. Editors will say that.
Well, Conley says it.
Well, but he's a domestic issue
people. That's right. You know, basically, if we had John Conley, Secretary of State, he wouldn't be saying that.
I talked to Conley incidentally.
What did he say?
And he laughed and he said, well, in the first place, he said, I'm going to, he's still in fact, he's still in the same place. First place, I haven't read this on the paper, so I don't know what to say. I said, well, it was a smart speech. He said, you're goddamn right.
Well, you told him what I was just
saying. And I said, you just wanted to know that, you know, not to be concerned about him, but you certainly weren't. But, you know, you didn't want him to feel if there's any problems. He said, I'll tell you something. If I ever get worried that there's a problem, I'll tell the president and I'll tell anybody else. I'll tell them if I don't do some problem, but I'm not going to
hurt other people's time.
And he's just making that point that he doesn't probably worry about it. How does he sound? He sounds
good and we're off. He obviously was, I caught him, I left word for him, he just got in from someplace and he's busting around, so I didn't get into a long conversation. That's just all right though. But he knows that you didn't want him to think. He says, I'll probably get around to reading the papers tonight. And I said, don't bother there. Nothing anyway.
Wow. Just, it's predictable. It's like Tobar Rowan. All these guys, Mulaney and the rest, have been writing that the administration is seriously considering a change in policy. Now they have to prove they're right, that the administration should make a change in policy, right?
Yep.
All right. So we didn't do it. Now they're saying we made a horrible mistake, right? And Arthur Burns is feeding it because he's trying to do it. I'll tell you,
as Connie said, what did they say? And I said, what did they say? And to just sum it up, what they say is that everything you've been doing is wrong and they're very upset that you're going to go on doing it.
Yeah.
That's really what it is, right?
That's all right. And anyway, this is all malarkey. And the acceptance, it may affect public confidence. Oh, that was a stupid thing for senators. I mean, public comments go down 10 points as a result.
Yeah.
Does he get him to be political?
I understand that at all.
Do we have any client? I marked him there that we got to check his clients to see. Does that sound stupid? Public.
I don't think there's always come up with odds.
I don't believe. Do you?
Look at the stock market. It didn't.
No, it probably had other factors, but nevertheless. No, it may have reflected this much.
Yes.
Well, the
principal economic factor last week.
Yeah.
As far as the market was concerned, it didn't go up on the day of the unemployment.
No.
But it did on the day of the economy announcement the following, of the economy announcement.
Well, as far as unemployment day is concerned, though, generally speaking, the market drops on Friday before long weekends, Bob.
Oh, that's right. This is a long weekend.
You see it. So it held its own. It put down 2 points, right? What give us that thing?
But for the week, it was up, what, 13?
Yeah.
Or more than 19. 15, something.
15. But we are very... back at the press conference thing. There will be a time for one. We'll know.
Yeah.
And we'll let it happen.
But we're much better off not having it completely great than having done it now.
Hey, he hasn't worried Henry with that Pakistan. Well, he will be passing everything on to him, that Pakistan ambassador's concern.
Oh, Henry will love to worry about that. That'll prove he's right, I'm sure. I will bet you that the reason Hague told you about us is Henry told him to.
Is that right?
I'm sure. That's good stuff for Henry's mail. That proves that story was terribly important.
Well,
and then maybe it was. Mark, and
Mark,
he will do some more. But
Mark,
Mark's too bad.
I'll mark my word. I repeat, that story knocks that negotiation out.
Then it wasn't going to stick.
It's too tenuous to stick. You just can't. I mean, what the hell? I mean, one little story in the paper indicating that.
Well, it wasn't picked up, hasn't been a blip, and they know damn well how it's going to be so sophisticated and all that stuff.
They're just probably wanting to be sure that
they may want to use it does give them a little thing to put the screws on a little bit.
They may pass something on. I mean, it's more of a scumbag.
But they do, Henry and Hague, like to worry about things like that.
Well, they're right. At once,
they need to be attentive to it. You can't just
say they're so terribly, terribly irritated and state for doing such chicken shit things.
What?
And I am too. I mean, you know, one thing this does show that Henry's right. We are right in not. I think we told Rogers what we needed to tell him. I'm glad we haven't told him anymore. Don't you agree with this? He suspected it not as it is.
But he doesn't know, so he can't do much.
Yeah. But I just don't think. Probably in this case, Bill, I wouldn't put it past him to tell somebody. And having been, if we told him, what do you think? And having said anything. And then they
got and he's got a pretty good cover, though. He's getting, thank God, because the Vietnamese, the North Vietnam Paris offer has put so much focus on something happening in Vietnam that nobody's paying very much attention to India Pakistan. Of course they will when he leaves Vietnam, they will say attention. But they're not going to make the stir out of that. Nobody cares about India Pakistan. That's really it. The State Department does, the New York Times does, and Bob Hill cares.
That's right. Nobody in this country.
We've been through this before. Nobody. India, everybody said, what about the refugees, the Pakistani flood? We had a hell of a time getting people to contribute to that goddamn thing.
Yeah, most people don't know what, you know, they don't know that India and Pakistan are two different countries.
I think they're all just a bunch of yellow bastards. They're not yellow, they're brown. See, here it works.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you ask for a copy of my, those notes that actually sent over the phone? I've got that. This is just rough. And here are the folders for the stops tomorrow. You have the basic folder under the domestic food. You should be right here. Because I'm gonna, unless you want me to stay, I'm going to head out. I've got to close up the house because everybody else is gone. Well, it's good to keep away unless you've got a strong gut reaction on something. So many times I go against the crowd. This one, I just don't have the feeling of doing it. The thing I hadn't thought about, the point you make, is I think the most valid reason for not doing it at all, which is that you don't have to because you are not losing an opportunity, you have a chance. And that's why, if you had that right now, that is why I didn't feel our polling this weekend. But it turned out you got a gallop in a sense. Of course, that's last weekend. That's before the court decision. Yeah. But it's a week after our poll, and it says there's no change.
Well, a little bit. And of course, it doesn't do presidential popularity. But
my point is, well, I do very well. They take popularity in the county.
They haven't given it to us, but they've got it.
They obviously ran the other stuff through fast in order to get it out for this Sunday, for the mayor money.
But they don't poll popularity this Sunday.
They put it in, because they say in the report on this, how this affects President Nixon's standing will be the subject of a later report or something. You know? I think they throw the popularity thing in every time they go into the field, and then they use it in some
way. It hasn't got any problem on that.
No, but we'll probably get some.
What are your guesses on the show?
Even.
Same. You don't think it'll show a drop?
Mine.
Except their previous poll, they in between, they got the wedding, and you know.
I think there's been enough up and down, and I would guess it isn't going to make any change. And then Gallup has settled in now. They've gone for months on an even keel. It's good. And the papers, I don't think, are significant enough to jar loose. It's going to, if there's a China announcement, that'll jar loose. I don't think the wedding is significant enough to jar loose.
No, I agree. It's just solidified your friends.
Yeah. And it gives you a residue of goodwill in an area that helps.
And let me say, whatever it shows me now, what the hell is it? It
doesn't matter, but I don't think it could be down low, could even be up low. I don't think it would be. It wouldn't make sense for it to be up.
It wouldn't be up. Because basically, we haven't had anything positive.
But I don't think this comes out as anything negative, and I don't think it will show that.
They might jigger it a little to make it show it.
That's the other thing, because they do have a problem. As long as you stay even, they've got no news in the thing. That's what
they do when they lose their jigger, you know.
I think there must be
a couple of points every now and then. Well, we've noticed in our own comparisons, Bob, that remember they
had a drop that didn't make sense, and they had a rise that didn't make sense.
They did, didn't they?
And well, Harris has got this steady rise that doesn't make sense either, but I think that's pure, I think that's just part of the
coolest deal.
Negative. I do. I think they're just
horrifying
their way in.
Well, he's right.
And that's fine. Let's do it.
Hold their feet right in the fire. But that's, my problem is this, if we'd have pulled this week, and suppose we'd start to be dropped 4 or 5 points in the polls. So either it's 3 or 45, and something like that, lowest and so forth as a result of this.
rush out of that and have a press conference? And not at all. That's just the time not to do that at all. See, that's where it just escalates the issue that caused you to drop. This is where I think the Buchanan analysis falls, because he really thinks we have to occur. He begins with that proposition. Second, if we begin with that proposition, then he thinks that we've got to go out and stop and staunch the blood. Well, that isn't the way to do it. Not on this issue. It's fighting on their ground. Isn't that it? Assuming that he's right.
If he's right, yeah.
No,
his premise is in a sense the best argument for not doing something. Especially if you buy Gallup's low awareness level, because all you do is escalate the awareness of something that is essentially negative to you. If it is, I don't think it is. I think in the short haul, the whole paper's business is neutral to you, and in the long haul, I think it's neutral to you, damaging to the opposition.
The long haul, it's damaging to the opposition.
That's right.
Please,